Duffus. Well, Ron, good morning to you, mate. Did you get through the week okay?
It was a bloody grief, Andrew. Thanks very much for that, for getting through the week. But it's a whole new week, and today we've got a terrific program at Eagle Farm and Randwick. I'm at Eagle Farm, the Darley Kingsford Smith Cup. I'm still trying to get my lips around that one, but anyway, it's the Stradbroke lead-up, and we'll learn plenty here today. There's no doubt about it, how this track's going to play for the carnival. Who's, you know, I think you will see a lot of moves, shifts in the market as far as the races over the carnival as well. We've got a nice Derby lead up, and also, well, obviously, there's a ticket at the end of the Fred Best Classic for the Stradbroke as well. And Randwick, wow, all of a sudden we've got numbers galore for the last couple of weeks. I don't know what's happened there, but a normal rail. In the modern day, on the rail seems to be okay when it's in that position. So maybe horses up the fence again, but Michael might have more to add with that later.
Yeah, Michael will join us, Mike Fraser, in about an hour's time, and we'll chat with him when we get to the preview. Glenn Munsey will be online in an hour as well to give us all the markets as we launch into Randwick. Mate, as you say, this is the new race, isn't it? The Darley Kingsford Smith Cup. When they put the Doomben 10,000 back to 1,200, they introduced this one today.
Yeah, look, they've got a solid field, and I suggest, like I said, it's probably the main contenders 2 weeks out from the Stradbroke. And you know, we've got horses in this race that handled the Eagle Farm surface last year, and we keep talking about this track because I think we should be very nervous about it, because I see they rolled it yesterday. I saw a vision of that and a lot of water come to the surface. I'm interested to see if they watered it up, they rolled it all over or just the inside check section. I'd suggest it's been rolled all over the track. So a lot of nervous people here today.
Yeah, no, I can fully understand that. I'll start with the earlies for Randwick, because just even in the last 10 minutes we've had a couple of extras come through. So the ones that have been scratched this morning, race 5, number 7, Noir, and 12, Wild Ava, and 17, Madison Avenue. So now out of the 5th at Randwick, take out 3, and the extras this morning, 7, 12, and 17. Race 6, number 5, Inner Wink has just come out. Race 6, number 5. And in the last, race 9, number 6, Quick Defence has just come out. And 7, Fig Tree. So now out of the 9th, 5, 6, 7, 14 and 17. So they're the earlies. We'll keep an eye on those. And Ron, just before we go to John Sargent, up your way at Eagle Farm, no surprise, Heroic Valor's come out of the last. I think they were quite nervous to run these colts on Eagle Farm. So both Hall of Fella and now Hall of Fame and now Heroic Valor have come out of the Fred Best.
Yeah, that's bad luck. Still, hopefully they can find a race for them away from Eagle Farm. It's going to be tough. But I suppose they've still got a few Ipswich and Sunshine Coast coming up as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll keep an eye on all the scratchings, but we've got plenty of interviews that will hopefully help you into backing a winner. And John Sargent's about to board a plane to head up to Brisbane. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, guys.
How you been, mate?
Yeah, very well. Just getting ready, as you say, to head up to Eagle Farm.
John, this horse you got in the first today, your only runner in Sydney, easy go, easy win. He looks a good prospect.
Yeah, I think very promising horse run. I haven't had a real top liner since I've been in Sydney the last sort of 2 or 3 years, and he's got promise written all over him, I think.
Obviously he's had a few little excuses on those tight tracks, and he's only 2 starts.
Yeah, we ran him at Canterbury. I knew the draw would probably beat him. We had to go back, and he learned a lot that day. He was held up a bit on the turn, and then last start at Warwick Farm, somebody said he was going to maybe take the gap. He thought it might have closed, but he had to pull back and go out, and that probably cost him the race. So, I think today the extra distance and the big track should suit him nicely.
Okay, he's coping with his first racing preparation well?
Yeah, no, he's great. He's a lovely laid-back horse. He's got everything that you'd want on the racehorse. So, a bit of a tricky draw there, but I think we'll be positive, and the horse to beat, I think, is outside us, so, you know, we'll go on over, and Timmy's riding on top of the skin at the moment, so, you know, I'll leave it to him.
Okay, beautiful. Well, he still holds the nom for the JJ Atkins. If he comes through today, that's the logical target?
Yeah, that's right. This horse is owned by John Moore. It'll go to him at four, so it'll be up to them. As long as Keeney comes through it well, probably have to win today. And then, that'll be his target. It's been his target all along since he won a trial earlier in the year.
Okay, yeah. One runner-up here in Queensland is this interesting filly, the only filly in the race regime. She looks to have a nice future.
She does, Ron. Whether today's too early, we're tossing a coin here. She was brought out of Dermot Wilb's stable in Ireland a full trip to Paris, ran in the Caulfield Cup. So she's worth a lot of money now, and she's really only 2.5. She won well at the Sunshine Coast, but it's a big ask today. But we're there. She's free, and she's going extra well in training. So I said to Jason Abrams, there's no reason why she can't run, and we'll see if we handle the track too, and we'll go on or put her out.
Okay, so you brought her overseas.
Yeah, Champion Thoroughbreds brought her out of the. They saw her working up the heat at in Ireland, and liked the look of her, and they bought her unraced out of the stables there, and as I say, since they bought her, trip to Paris, went to Melbourne, and performed very well in the. I think it was third or second in the Caulfield Cup.
Okay, so she's really 6 months behind.
That's right. You know, I was going to take her up and just go that one win and put her out, but I thought, oh, well, we'll might spin the dice a bit further because, as you know, what Eagle Farm's going to be like, she might handle that track, and being an English Irish bred horse by Master Craftsman, so they're only 3 months and puts a bit of value on them. So, yeah, but she doesn't sort of run in the first three today. She'll go straight out.
Okay. She led the other day. Would you expect she'd go forward in a race like this?
Yeah, she'll go forward. We only lead because there's no speed, but we'd like to be in the first in the first two or three, and we'll have to work out by race five where they're going, where they're getting out. Jimmy Burns riding exceptionally well at the moment, so he knows the track. He'll know what to do.
Beauty. All right, two very interesting runners.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Good on you, John. Appreciate your time. John Sargent joining us there. He's got his base at Randwick. Interesting there, the Fulda trip to Paris. The boys were right on the go there at Champion.
Yeah. I didn't realise that she was bred to the Northern Hemisphere time. So really, she's only a two-year-old, taking on pretty well rising four-year-old. She's to do what she's done so far is probably a big, big tick.
Yeah. We mentioned it, and it'll get mentioned right through the day, but it. Probably the male is by race four or five. We're going to be in the middle part of Eagle Farm.
Yeah, but it's a big track. So, look, I don't want to talk about it till I see it, Andrew. It messes with your mind too much. If you try and overanalyze it, we'll assess it and see what happens. But that does seem like the male, doesn't it?
Yeah. The other one, mate, just before we go to Ty England, order again. How do you rate Brian Smith's horse, mate?
Well, he set up his form on the track, Andrew. That's what I like about him. And he's $6, so I've got him top pick. He just ran into a little bit of trouble there on the turn last time at Doomben, but prior to that, everyone saw what he did at Eagle Farm. Obviously, not in a race that has the depth of today, but he looks a real Derby prospect, considering he set up his form on this track on the wet.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to look for those Eagle Farm winners too. There's a few sprinkled through the program. Ty England, though, is staying at home at Randwick. It is Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation race day at Randwick, and he'll be there. Morning to you, Ty.
Morning, guys.
You've jumped on too, mate, with lots of opportunities today, given a few jocks are interstate.
Yeah, a few numbers there today, Andrew. So, hopefully they make the most of it.
And things are going okay, Ty. You're riding well.
Yeah, it's been a good run. I missed out, during the week through a suspension, but I don't miss the Saturday, so that's going to give me, my body pretty good because I was getting a little bit flat there for a while just with a lot of travelling and wasting. So a little bit of freshen up, so hopefully I can come back and get straight back into it.
And, Ty, how do you see yourself, mate? You've had time now back from Hong Kong. Are you happy with what you've been able to do since then?
Yeah, there's been a few ups and downs with the runs of riding winners, but that's racing. But the last couple months, I've been given good opportunities and I've been making the most of it. So it helps when you're riding for now Darren, which was John O'Shea before. He started giving me a few numbers. Darren's continued that. Chris has always been there. Peter Snowden's thrown me a few more. So they're the trainers that you need to be riding for to be competitive in Sydney.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you do start off for Darren in the first with Kevin Tari. He looks a real improver, and the horses are racing well from the stable at the moment.
Yeah, correct. He's having a really good run. He ran second behind Malahat at his first start, and I think he was just a little bit green. He got lost around the corner, so the tight turning track probably got the better of him. So back at Randwick, 1400, big track. He'll be just there behind the speed, and hopefully with the race experience now, he's a little bit more forward in his racing manners, and I reckon he's going to be a big player in that race.
Well, race two, Portatorio, he's very fit and should run well here.
Yeah, I thought his last two runs have been full of merit. Probably should have won. Nearly won one of them. Probably his last start, actually. He got impeded in the straight. Just up before that, he had to make a big long run around him. So at that price, I think he could sneak each way.
Tumultuous in race three is a knockout chance always. These stayers from Chris Wallace, they seem to show up when they get up in distance.
Yeah, I rode him last prep through a few group races, and he just felt like the penny hadn't dropped just yet. He's obviously come out and won one. Two starts back, I think he's a nice horse. I haven't sat on him for a long time, so hopefully third up, 2,000, good draw, and hopefully, he's just matured a little bit since I did ride him, because he felt like he had a lot of natural ability, but maturity there wasn't just there yet.
Race four, Devil Hawk, a few tips floating around about him today. You rode him in a few times last year.
Yeah, I rode him there a while back. I think he might have went and missed there for a while because we haven't seen him. His last trial was really good, actually. He got back in amongst them, went through a tight little gap and attacked the line late. So my only concern is with him being away for so long, being first up, he might need to run over the mile. But, I'll keep my eye on him through this prep.
Race five, Noir's come out, hasn't it, Andrew, I think?
Yes, it has, yeah.
Race six, Feeling the Love, possibly improving. Not a lot of luck at Hawkesbury last time.
No, it wasn't, and it was in the same race as Invincible, and he come out and ran well last Saturday. I think he was backing behind, similar, held up in amongst them, didn't look comfortable. The win, three starts back, come down the outside with plenty of room, so hopefully I'm looking at doing that from 13 today.
I don't think the Monstar's the worst in race day. Some of his form last preparation wins this race.
He's got good form at Randwick as well. He's drawn wide, which he did when he won at Randwick a while ago, so we'll just sum it up. It should be a bit of speed. Hopefully we can get a little bit of cover, and if he's back to his best, he'll be competitive.
And you finish with Coolcraft. Well, you know him. He's an honest type. And could he race closer from barrier one?
Yeah, he could. Definitely even stepping up to 1,400. He's been racing at Canterbury, over 12 shorter distances, getting back probably a pair too far for him, knocking him out of the winning chance. 14, he'll posse up closer, bigger track, should suit. So, he's probably one of my best rides for the day.
Are you going to stick around Sydney over the winter, or are you going to come up to Brisbane and for anything over the carnival?
Next weekend I'm in Sydney again.
Yep.
And then I might be up there for Stradbroke Day, so all depends on what happens in the next couple of days. So hopefully, you'll see me up in Brisbane on Stradbroke Day.
Beautiful.
Good luck, mate. I hope there's a couple of winners there. Sounds like Coolcraft is your rating is one of your best hopes.
Yeah, I think so. Bit more mature this prep. I just like to step up to 14 where he can find his feet. He's not out sprinting around Canterbury. He sort of had dropped the bridle a couple of times just before the corner, and it was just hard to peg him back. But his first up run, he probably should have won. I was just in a sticky spot, so I think he's going well.
Good luck. Thanks a lot, Ty.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Good on you, mate. Ty England joining us here, as many jockeys and trainers do right across the week, and we'd certainly thank them for doing that, Ron, because it's so vital, as we hear them every week, every day on this station, that you get so much from them.
Yeah, and it's tough for them as well. They're going to get up early, they've got horses and staff and whatever they've got to do throughout the week, and we're not the only radio station in town. There's other radio stations that call on them as well, so It's tough, but we do appreciate it. There's no doubt about that.
All right. The Mackell Cup down here, Ron, Darren's got allergic, Darren Beeman and Big Blue in the race. It's a similar group that we've seen. You know, we know the horses pretty well here. Is Dan Zhu, John Thompson, talking with him yesterday. No weight, soft ground, third up at 2,400. You got Dan Zhu anywhere here?
I had the best value runner of the day. I had on top on form line on Thursday. Look, I just think he's silly odds. The favourite's going to be very hard to beat broadside and probably does get control up front here, but we're in a whole new territory at 2,400 now, and then just, you know, 2,400 form at Randwick is good, little jar out of the track's good. I'm giving him a lot more ticks than a $17 chance should get, so I just thought personally he was the gamble in the race, you know, with obviously enormous respect for the two favourites.
Okay. Now, Ron, James Cummings, we were hoping to have on the program this morning. Now, I'm mentioning this because they normally have the TV on in the middle there where the trainer's hut is.
Mm.
I mention it because James has actually left his mobile phone at home.
Okay.
So, go on, James, you're fair dinkum. You can't be leaving it at home. And Monica copping 20,000 calls this morning.
He's had a busy week, I think he said.
Well, he's had a busy week. Now, if we were going to ring someone at Randwick, maybe we ring his old man at Randwick, who can then hand his phone over to James.
We'll see what happens. You're in charge of that, Andrew.
You sound very...
No one can escape you. That's all I know. No one
you're going very nervous on me, Ron.
No, look, I'm just sitting back. Waiting for the calls to come in, Andrew.
Okay. So, Steve, the producer of this high-quality program, maybe we ring Anthony Cummings' number, explain the situation kindly, and see if we can get James on via his dad's phone. We'll see. Or even Edward Cummings. Edward would hand over the phone, Ron.
Yeah, one big happy family again.
Oh, it is. It would be. It's going to be more on a serious matter. It will be interesting to see what the Australian Turf Club decide this week. This week coming up, my mail is that we'll know by the end of the week exactly what's going to go on there with the stables. We know that James is in at the famous Cummings stables of Leilani Lodge. Does Anthony and Edward move in there? They get, I think, 14 or 15 extra boxes if they do that. Do they want to do that? And John O'Shea is very much lurking here, Ron, wanting some boxes at Randwick. So the suggestion is that we'll know by the end of this week coming up.
I think you've explained it pretty well. Yeah, look, it's Anthony's probably the old Cummings tradition. If he can fill those boxes, I couldn't see too many issues there, but John's a big name in town and he'd be rallying as well, so it'll be interesting to see what unfolds. We'll leave that to them.
Yeah, as I say, the Australian Turf Club are meeting all these parties and there should be some news coming up this week. Let's go out to Rose Hill. Gerald Ryan's online. Morning to you, Gerald.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Gerald.
Good to talk to you, mate. The nice two-year-olds coming back as, you know, rising three, mate. Are they coming back spring horses already, or are they a week or two away?
Yeah, no, they just came back in last week, and they all done well and good. And very happy with him. You know, Peace Artist done really well. He's sort of a little sleeper in the autumn, and Minari's done well, and he didn't need to grow any more Minari because he's big enough and strong enough, but you just hounded by the wet tracks. So, I'm happy why they come back in yet.
Yeah,
a few runners today. It looks to have this two-year-old in the first is an interesting run. Looks a strong race, but Hellier's Fair Gerald, he's a Sebring colt. He was very good late in that most recent trial.
Yeah, he's come up a stronger race than what I thought. Didn't he miss the race at Canterbury? But he's also got a bit of time for. He's going to be better with time. He hasn't got a lot of gate speed, but he can finish his work off and his trials off quite well. Now, between his first trial and when he went to Canterbury, he had another jump out here and he gave older horses a big start and sort of was taking ground off him. That was over 900 metres. And then his horse, with time, I reckon, could end up a really nice staying horse, yeah.
No hesitation running him at 1,400 at his debut?
No, not really, Ron. Like, he'd had two jump outs, a trial, another jump out, went to the races. Then he had another trial at Randwick 8 days ago. But No, no worries. You know, he's a tall horse. He doesn't carry huge condition. He's lean. He's got to body up a little bit yet. But no, I'm not. I reckon there'd be a softer run on him over 1400 and trying to keep up in an 1100 metre race because he's got no speed, you know.
Fair enough. Race 6, Love is a Fantasy. Wasn't bad in the Bonnie O'Reilly lead-up race.
No, she was all right. She just, doesn't have a lot of luck and she hasn't got a lot of quick turn of foot. But, she gets through ground, softer ground suits her. But, you know, she's come back very well. She's no star, but she's come back very well. We used to have a lot of feet problems with her and we've had no problems with her at all this time. And, you know, gets the right run, enough speed up front. She'll be strong late.
What's your feelings on ins and outs in race 8? He resumes with his blinkers back on today.
Going very well. He's going very well. He's fit. He's strong. I'm really happy with him. Yeah, he's going well, and just where he gets to, how he maps today, I'm not real sure. But yeah, the race panned out during the day, but come back well. And I'm really happy with him. Yeah.
He's the type of horse that could take a sit, or he could go forward if he wanted to.
Yeah, I think, you know, he could go forward and sit outside the leader, or he could take a sit on him. It just depends how quick they come out running and how the pattern works out by the time we get to that race. But, you know, you look back through his form, and there's a few good horses. I know he hasn't won for a long, long time, but a few good horses around him, and, you know, he ran second to some good horses, and, you know, they're probably better horses than what these are. And I think this horse is going every bit as good as he has been going, yeah.
Beauty. Nothing at the provincials? Anything at the provincials today?
Yeah, got two going there. Got a nice little long road colt having his first start. Get back, get over a bit of ground. But he's out of Mirastala. He's a three-year-old. It's taking time, but shapes up okay. You know, it'd be going straight at Newcastle at suiting there.
Beauty.
All right, mate. Well, good luck with those. The photo that we use on the TV with Gerald is from Melbourne, wherever we caught you for an interview. But you're wearing a famous Collingwood hat, mate. Are you a Magpie supporter?
Yes, always have been. Always will be.
Well, we've got to stick together, Gerald. Right down there. We're just hoping for some joy over the weekend, mate. But good luck.
Okay, no worries.
Thanks
worries.
Gerald. Gerald Ryan running through.
Could be worse. You could be a Swan supporter, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's pretty ordinary at the moment.
Well, they were there last night. They got to even money there late in the game, and then the Hawks kicked the winning goal. So, you're in Brisbane, the big countdown. TK and Slats for Sky Sports Radio are going to be up there Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday for Origin Game 1. What's the build-up even at this stage?
Well, it's, that's all they want to talk about up here. You just got to put just block it out. I think the New South Wales are thinking they probably run favourite like they do every year. So I think we're keen with Thurston out. So we'll see what happens, Andrew.
Yeah, that seems to be the key. If he's not there, it opens up the door. You just want to win without him being there, don't you? You don't want to let him win if he's not there.
You want to seize the opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget today, it's a projected $175,000 pool in the Big Six at Randwick. For those on Supertab, they've got a Big Six pool as well there at Sandown on the lakeside. So they're our jackpots, but particularly on the New South Wales tab, Royal Randwick, it's a Big Six pool of $175,000, projected pool, that is, for the program at Randwick. Ron, just looking at these earlies, how sweet it is for Matty Smith has come out. Race 5, number 8, how sweet it is. We're up to 16. We're about 5 minutes away from them being interim. And I'll just have a look at Brisbane to see if there were any extras in the feature races. Not at this stage. Egyptian Symbol, Ron, they'll be hoping they pulled the right rein out of the Group 1 to run in the Glen Logan.
I think they have. I think, you know, she just a lot hasn't gone right for that mare. I think she's got to be in a fast race, ridden off the speed, and just, I think this might be the race she could be ridden properly, and put it that way.
Well, the mail is that Anthony's not answering his phone, so we're going to try Edwin. Do you reckon we'll get him?
You're 100-1, Andrew, I think, and you're blowing in the market as well.
Fair dinkum, 100-1, right now.
Well, I did know about 100. You're too good for me. But, I mean, if he's left his phone at home, and he's probably just about finished track work now.
Yeah, that'll be the, that's the issue, that he's going to leave that trainer's hut. Anyway, we'll see how we go. We're going to take a break. More interviews to come. We're hopefully going to catch up with Darren Weir, if not him, Jared McLean, Michael Hawke, still to come. And then, of course, from 8 o'clock, we'll have all the preview for the big day, the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation race day at Randwick.
Blues jersey, check. Cap, check. Cane toad repellent, check.
The Big Sports Breakfast Team is packed and ready to go deep into enemy territory. Join the boys live from Queen Street Mall, Brisbane, this Tuesday through Thursday for the very latest on Origin One. Plus special guests, giveaways and more. The Big Sports Breakfast, digging in for the fight. From 5:30am Tuesday on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Thanks to Classic Sportswear and Amart.
Your business can secure some extra stock at a great price, but the banks say no.
You want it in time for a peak sales period, yet they still say no.
You need funds before the deal disappears, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house. And you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $175,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. And a $40,000 projected First Four pool on the Trotters Marathon at Tabcorp Park, Menangle tonight. And now you can prepare for the punt. Watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer the perfect Magic Millions Cult. Bred to be early and bred to be quick by champion first crop and leading second crop sire Smart Missile from group place two-year-old winner Highland Daughter. Our cults are half rubber to Highland Beat, a stakes place two-year-old winner.
This is a particularly strong individual. Great family, winning mare, and I can't see any reason why he won't be up and running.
For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Tomorrow morning at 7, racing and sports is on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Yes, we are on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Ron Duffus is in Brisbane. I should mention also with the early starts for our radio audience, Peter Alice would normally come on at 11 on a Saturday with his Adelaide tips. He'll be on at 10 to 11 this morning, given the early starts, particularly at Randwick and Newcastle. So we can tell you that Peter Alice on at about 10 to 11 for the program at Morfordville for our radio audience. And Ron, a big country race day tomorrow. It's a showcase day at Nowra. And the Gunnedah Cup is also on tomorrow. They're both cup meetings, so it'll be a huge day for our country folk tomorrow around New South Wales.
Yeah, we wish them all the best. You know, it's the backbone of racing out the country, and a couple of good meetings on there.
100 to 1, eh?
Confirming by the sound of it.
No, we're not. We've rung Edward and he's not with him anymore, so now we are starting to get concerned. Come on, James, you've got someone at the stables of James Cummings has to be listening to us. Go and hand him your mobile phone and get him to ring us on 13 53 53, and we'll see. My task now is to get him. You know that, don't you?
Haven't you got the hotline to the office number? Bart used to have a special number there.
Mate, I wonder if Tim Clark could have a number for a staff member at James Cummings. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
I'm well, mate. James Cummings left his mobile phone at home. I hope it doesn't happen after July 8th.
Bet we wouldn't have left his wallet at home.
Mate, sitting on 99 winners.
I got to that mark last year, very late in the season, and got stranded there. So got a bit more time this year, so hopefully it'll be just a nice little achievement. I've never done it before, so it'll be a nice little achievement to tick it off.
I think that tells us, mate, just how strong a season it's been for you. I know what you'll say with getting on right horses and working hard with the stables, but it has been a really good year for you.
Yeah, that's right. And it probably comes, you know, on the back end of a good end to last season, and you know, the momentum just flowing through into this season, and yeah, it's all going really well at the moment, and yeah, we're ticking over the winner's night.
Well, you've got a very strong book of rides today, Tim. It's, you start off with this easy go, easy win. He looked unlucky at Warwick Farm, correct in saying that?
Yeah, exactly. He, yeah, no doubt he probably should have won. Yeah, I was just in two minds at the top of the straight, whether to try and sort of aim up for a narrow run or play the percentages and come to the outside and give him clear, keep clear galloping around him, and yeah, I come to the outside, and yeah. In hindsight, if I had to say there, the run sort of, although it was a narrow gap, it sort of stayed open long enough, and he probably would have been able to squeeze through and win, but yeah, unfortunately that wasn't the case, so hopefully we can atone today. He seems a nice little two-year-old that's progressing well.
Race two, Clipper, obviously an untapped sort of filly.
Yeah, obviously, got to respect Matty Dale whenever he brings the horse down for one of these races, and especially a horse with the form like this filly does have, and I'm sure she'll be very competitive and ready to go first up.
Talk to me about Sun Craze here. You rode Sun Craze at Scone. It looks the big danger to the Clipper.
Yeah, very nice horse. He's sort of a bit raw still, but got plenty of ability, and he just things have been quite keen out how would have liked it to go, but he still ran very well. And the form out of that race has been cranked during the week. Definitely the horse to beat, and I'm sure he'll be strong home late.
Mm-hmm. Did you have your choice?
I was just booked early. That's all on. So
yeah,
I'm happy to stay with Matty.
Race three, Garban. I thought he'd run well back at 2,000 metres at good odds here.
Seems like he'll appreciate the 2,000. Last time he was there, he ran fourth behind the Derby winner. So if he can turn up in that sort of form, you'd like to think that he'd be very competitive in a race like this. The probably the big track at Randwick's going to suit him a bit better than Canterbury as well.
Race four, Shandana. She looks a good chance.
Yeah, I didn't give her a great ride a couple of starts ago at Roseville, and she still ran very well. And then she's very consistent. She doesn't win out of turn, but she's never too far away, and just needs a little bit of luck from an awkward gate. And if she can get that, it's a pretty even race, and it's a very winnable race for her.
Race five, My True Love, up in distance, and probably could get control here.
Yeah, she seems to she seems to race best when she does sort of get up on the speed and dominate, like she, a couple of her wins last prep. The 1100 just was a bit sharp for Costa the other day. And I'm anticipating when she does get to the 1400 today that she's going to be able to take up a very forward position and be hard to run down. Stables horses are going really well.
The good book continues here. In Times of War, race six, he's knocking on the door for another win, she is.
Yeah, exactly. She's been very consistent and hasn't been beaten far in any of her runs this time in. Got a butt head with Siskin again, who looks the main danger. I'd like to just try and sort of slot in just behind the speed and just save her up for one crack at him. I think she's got a pretty explosive turn of foot. If I can sort of hold her up as long as I can and produce her late, she's probably got a better turn of foot than Siskin. So hopefully I can sort of do that. And she just definitely deserves the breakthrough.
Race seven, the favourite here, Broadside, is on a quick backup, but at his peak off a win, looks hard to beat.
Yeah, and when he sort of found form last time, he held it, and he's coming off a very strong win last week. He drops to the minimum here up in trip, which looks like he'll run out strongly. He's got a tiny bit of work maybe to do from an outside gate, but he'll roll across and hopefully he can find a spot either in front or outside the leader, and if he can get into that spot, hopefully he can dominate the race from there, and he'll definitely be strong and hard to run down.
Race 8 upscale, she's unbeaten fresh. Chris should have her ready to run well.
Yeah, obviously it's a different setup this time into last time, where she come off nearly a year off. she had a few more trials and looked like she trialled better. But in saying that, she's only coming off a short spell this time, shorter spell this time, and just had a sort of an easy trial. So, a bit hard to read on the trials, but her first up form's excellent. And, I'm sure Chris has got her ready to go. I think she was scratched from a race a couple of weeks ago, so she's obviously been up and ready for a little while, and I'm sure she'll be primed and ready to go today.
And we are finished with Wayanka, who's 2 for 2 this preparation. This is not a hard race to win, looking at the form.
No, obviously, three-year-old taking on the older horses, but he deserves a shot at it. He's obviously the gelding operation has switched him on, and his two wins at Canterbury have been strong, and the form out of especially his maiden win has been very strong. There's been about 3 or 4 winners come out of the race, so that's always good to see. When Chris's horses find form and win, they generally continue to win. So hopefully that's the case with him again today. I think stepping out in the 1400 looks perfect for him at this stage of his campaign as well.
Looks a very strong book of rides. Mm. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, very, very happy. And hopefully we can get a winner early and knock the 100 over and go from there.
Are you hanging around Sydney over the next couple of weeks, or any commitments in Brisbane?
Go to Brisbane next Saturday, and then the following Saturday, just up in the air still at the moment. So I'm definitely up there next Saturday, though.
Beauty.
All right, mate. We look forward to it today. I hope you're raising the bat early in the day. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Timmy Clark. Gee, he's got a good book there, Ron, when you go through it. In times of water, has he got it right? Come with the one burst of speed?
Yeah, look, she just needs a kill, or as we call it. She's yet to finish further back than second in all of her starts, and most of those are second. So, I think that might be right at 1,200 metres. She's explosive, and I think she's got to play to her strength. But she does seem adaptable, so if this track plays a bit, up the fence or in close, she could go forward as well. So she's got a few irons in her fire.
Righto, we've got the interim scratchings now through for Randwick. As we know, we're on a soft six. We're starting there with nice weather. So I think the feel I got with Navesh was that we'll get an early upgrade, but we're starting a six. Penetrometer 5.64, and the rail is true. Race one, number four, Piata. Race one, number four. Race two is clear. The third, number two, Wukong, and four, Octavian Augustus. So out of the third, two and four. Race four, clear. Race five, number three, Just Dreaming. Seven, Noir. Eight, How Sweet It Is. 12, Wild Ava. And 17, Madison Avenue. 3, 7, 8, 12, and 17 out of the fifth. Race six, number five, Inner Wink. Race six, number five. Race 7, number 11, Lotaro, number 11. Race 8, number 10, Paint is out. Race 8, number 10. And race 9, the scratchings are 5, Orient Lime, 6, Quick Defence, 7, Fig Tree, 14, Lucky Fish, and 17, Hypernicus. 5, 6, 7, 14, and 17. So they're the interim scratchings for Randwick. Ron, as I look at Brisbane, we'll go through those in about 15 to 20 minutes, but no extras in the feature races apart from Heroic Valour. Egyptian Symbol, Ron, the only scratching in the Kingsford Smith Cup. And as I say, in that last race, good standing, sold to Hong Kong, goes to John Moore, and Heroic Valour and Hall of Fame out of that race, the last race, Ron. And Stampede was the other one. It goes for a spell, Ron, and won't be seen until the Melbourne Spring.
Yeah, might have had a little hiccup there. So, well, maybe they just pulled up stumps and said, we will set you for the spring. You can't do too much in the winter. But he's done a good job winning his past two, including, obviously, that Wagga Cup.
Yeah, he just seems to be a horse that gets to the front and really just maintains that pace.
Yeah, typical Waterhouse bone and muscle.
Yeah, exactly. Scratchings, did they affect much for you at Randwick?
No, I'm happy with the scratchings. I survived that. Yeah, probably the most notable there was Noir, but I think, the Randwick fields have really held up well. This is a real solid meeting with plenty of numbers and plenty of guts to the meeting.
How do you see the first race, Ron? It's an intriguing one for me with Lord Cecil. They wouldn't have got a run in Brisbane, so they've made the right choice early to stay here. How do you see his form?
I think he's terrific. I thought his was the run of the race in the Ken Russell. He's got 1,400 written all over him. I think this is a stronger race than the sire in Queensland. I do. I think this is a race we should all be watching as far as that's concerned. It'd be unfortunate for some of them if they do come through today that they haven't had a run at Eagle Farm, but I think horses like Easy Go, Easy Win, Sambro, Lord Cecil, Icon of Dubai, Kementari, Padraig, they're all sort of J.J. Atkins types of horses, and we're going to learn much more after this first race in Sydney. I think this is one of the best races of the day.
Yeah, no, and that's why I'm mentioning that it is an early start. Don't miss the first race today. 10 past 11 is the starting time for this first race. Gee, that's a big comment, Ron. You reckon this race is a stronger race than a larger field in Brisbane?
Potentially, yes. I just think there's some really nice late two-year-olds there that are going to train right on. Obviously, we've got that X factor with those Kiwis in the sire's produce today. I don't know how good they are. We'll learn more there. But as far as that race and the sire, well, our first race today and the sire's produce, I think it's a team of really good improving horses. Obviously, Tangled's a nice horse from the Waller camp, but he's more or less just out of maiden class in his own right. And then you've got Malahat, who has form around its stablemate in the first, and then you've got the Kiwis, and I think even Greg Hickman's horse at Eagle Farm is an interesting horse, Pirata.
Yep.
A gap between runs, but a really nice horse. So there's, as far as lining the two races up, I don't know, but I've got a suspicion the Sydney race may have a lot more nicer horses in it.
That sire's in Brisbane. The two interviews that stand out to me for Sky Sports Radio through the week that I've done was James Cummings on Burning Passion, but also Paul Butterworth in this race with Capital Gain. Gee, he was bullish back on Tuesday.
I did hear that interview. I don't know Paul, but he wasn't conservative.
No.
He just said it'll just win. It's galloping the joint down. So I don't know if that's his style or not. So I think we must take note of it. But there's a lot of stable confidence. And I miss James about Burning Passion, but geez, he stands out.
Yeah.
He knows him like the back of his hand. A month threshing and the trial and he knows how to get him right. I've got the soft form. Well, that means nothing really, until you're going to show the soft at Eagle Farm. But that's the only gamble there. If he handles the soft at Eagle Farm, he looks the one to me.
Yeah, he was really keen. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday we spoke with James the day after they announced the Godolphin news, and he came on about that, obviously, and we mentioned a couple of his, and he mentioned Burning Passion, but quite strongly. The thing with Capital Gain that I've learned watching his replays is he bounds out of the barriers, then he takes two or three sort of steps to really get into it, and that's why he finds himself way back in his races, and he's got to make up a huge amount of ground.
Yeah, that's right. He hit the line nicely in the Sunshine Coast the other day, and his run at in the Dalrello was a beauty as well, but he missed the start two starts back, and he's got a little bit of a habit of sometimes missing the start, and then if he does jump, he's got no gate speed. So, he's an interesting horse. He's the best back runner earlier in the week, so maybe there's a bit of theory to what the trainer's thinking there.
Well, I've given up on James Cummings. We just can't track him down, but I'll tell you something. We've got Nassim Dilmi is the foreman for James Cummings. I hope I've got the name right there. Nassim, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Where's James? He's left his phone at home. We've been trying to track him down. He's gone missing.
He's got a flight to Queensland this morning, and he's probably in a bit of a rush getting himself ready, and so left his phone at home.
Mate, we spoke to him during the week about Burning Passion. The stable seemed to be really confident here.
Yeah, he was very unlucky last start at Hawkesbury. Jamie Innes found himself in a pocket, and he only got the last 200 to get going, and he was the horse beaten on the day, but he'll be very hard to beat today, and with the ground that he really enjoyed, and Bowman on board, I think he'll get the job done easily.
His other runner in Nassim is prized icon, 1,400 to 2,200. Is that a question mark for the stable?
It is a big step up, but we've got a change jockey, and it's a distance that he really enjoys. So it's we'll find out today if the big step up is too much for him. But I think after that run, we press on to the Derby.
Yeah, what about the two fillies you have in race five at Randwick today, High Tight and Sea Bloom? They're both just out of maiden class. What's your feelings about this pair?
He Tight comes out of a win at Newcastle, has been working very well since a win, and it's a bit out of their depth and a big step up for them to come straight to a Saturday class, but we love to see them run well, and whoever's going to end up with them as their next trainer, I think they'll have fun with them.
Yeah. The feeling at the stable, how's the feeling at the stable with what's going on?
That was a big shock for most of the staff. Obviously, we've got lots of staff on the sponsored visa, so it's a bit hard for them. We'll find a solution with that. But we've got a few of the staff already putting their hand up to come and join James at Godolphin. We'll spread them around, but we've got otherwise the rest of them are going to stick to Randwick. And, it's a big change, but it's something a few staff are looking forward to.
And Nassim, you're going with James, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he asked me a couple of weeks ago what would I do, and I put my hand up to join him.
Lovely.
Great opportunity, mate. We thank you for your answering your phone. We wish the coming stable all the very best today, mate.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good on you. Nassim Dilmi there, the stable foreman for James Cummings, and we appreciate him taking our call and just going through. They speak highly of those two in race five, Ron. The future going in for those two at Randwick today.
Yeah, look, they're just lightly raced fillies, just maturing, and they're both off a win, so... Like Nassim said, whoever gets them, they've got something to work with because they've been given time and they've hit a stage where they've won their maiden and they're ready to go through their classes.
Yeah, exactly. The big race today, of course, is the Group 1 Darley Kingsford Smith Cup. There'll be a lot of attention in that one later on today, and we'll, of course, have our previews on the TV and Sky Sports Radio right through the morning, setting up for Eagle Farm. Repeating at Eagle Farm, the track has been left a heavy eight this morning. I think, Ron, the day started pretty good.
Yeah, yep, very good, Andrew. It's nice and clear now, the sun's out, and hopefully, although it's slow, the drying process has started.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, understand of that. Michael Hawkes is joining us now on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, mate.
Andrew, how are you going?
I'm well. Just before Duff talks today, I saw you tweeted, I think it was a photo or a video of Setakwa just over a week ago. He looked beautiful in the sunshine, mate.
Yeah, photo and video I put out. He certainly enjoyed his time out, that's for sure and certain. So it's hard to say. Horses of his calibre, they seem to get better as they get older. But, he's at a point, I suppose, in his career where you wouldn't really think that. But in saying that, lightly raced. He's having fun, so he looks unbelievable. I can't believe it's probably the best he's ever looked, to be fair.
I saw that video. You want to get the emotes out of it. You jump that fence there at one stage.
Yeah, I was a bit worried about that duck when he zoomed away, but then when he shot back the other way, he definitely dived straight to his feed box. But he looks unbelievable. He's gone back into work. He's back on the water walker now, and all systems go for the Everest.
Yeah. A few runners today, race four Kingsguard, second up at a mile. He maps well here.
Yeah, he does. Second up form's good. First up run was really good. We thought he probably just went a little bit too hard, and he probably just died on his run the last sort of 100 metres. But, look, step up, obviously, to the mile. Second up form's really good. Track conditions, gets through. So, look, he's done very well. We're very happy with him, and it looks an ideal race.
Nudie Rudy race, 6-3rd up now in a suitable race.
Yeah, look, her run 2 starts ago at Randwick on a ordinary track was below par, and you know, obviously we took her to the Gold Coast, and we thought she was a genuine chance there, a genuine sort of hidden line strong, but unfortunately she got caught wide, and you just sort of had to forgive that run. But obviously back to Sydney, it's a lot less a grade than what she was running in. She's done really well. The only thing is she's better on top of the ground. I know they've only rode a soft track, but it is Randwick, and everyone knows what Randwick can be like. So, look, we've taken the punt to run today. She's done well. She looks good. She's relaxing better all the time. But, look, if she gets through the soft conditions, which, you know, her form has of in the past, but obviously it is Randwick, it's a bit to be worried about. But, look, I can't fault her. She's done really well.
And the Lacourd on Blur in race 8 said, well, that race at Skane was just farcical. Tempo-wise.
I thought he'd go there and they'd be just jumping and running like they always do, and they just pulled up Trot Walk and Canter, and, you know, he had no hope. It was a waste of a run, to be fair. So, you know, hopefully they jump and run along here. He's drawn, you know, obviously out wide, but he sort of gets back and runs on. And, you know, much the same, I just hope that the track does improve a little bit with him. He is better on top of the ground, but... Look, if anyone saw that run, as you said, it was ridiculous the way the speed was. So it was a waste of a run, but obviously he's done well. He's bounced off the wall, so we've decided to run today.
Any reports on Star Search in the first at Sandown?
Yeah, it was a good run first up. You know, obviously ran first up last prep as a colt at the Valley, and, you know, obviously got a bit wayward, but we've gelded him since then, and his mind's definitely back on the job. And, you know, it was a good effort last start to wheel in the Darren Weir horse that he just beat, and they gapped him. I think it was 4 or 5 lengths or whatever the margin was. So, you know, obviously looking for extra journey. He's done really well. You know, he's doing okay at the barrier, and hope they have a lovely run there somewhere and hit the line strong again.
It's not confirmed, but there's reports around you might lose your jockey next season, Tommy.
Ah, well, you know, they've obviously had a chat to him, and... But you know what, he's still our number one rider and he's still doing the job for us here, and that's all that matters. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, obviously directions and futures, people changes, everyone chops and changes. But, you know, when that decision's made, if it ever gets made, then we'll worry about them. But at the moment, it's all steam ahead.
Beauty.
Good on you, Mike. Good luck with those three, and let's hope there's pace. Every time someone comes on in the morning and talks about pace, it normally ends up to the opposite to what we've already spoken about.
Exactly.
Hey, this is racing. Anything can happen. You know that.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Michael Hawkes joining us there. Ron, we're going to dive into the scratchings, and then we'll come back. Mike Fraser's walked Randwick in the last day or two, so we'll get the information from Mike, and of course Glenn Munsey will join us. But let's have a look at all the scratching, starting for Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation race day out at Randwick. We're on a soft 6, penetrometer 5.64. Race 1, number 4, Piatra, number 4. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 2, Wugog, and 4, Octavian Augustus, 2 and 4. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, 3, Just Dreaming, 7, Noir, 8, How Sweet It Is, 12, Wild Ava, and 17, Madison Avenue. 3, 7, 8, 12, and 17. Race 6, number 5, Inner Wink, number 5. Race 7, number 11, Lotaro, number 11. Race 8, number 10, Paint, number 10. And race 9, the last, the scratchings are 5, Orient Lime, 6, Quick Defence, 7, Fig Tree, 14, Lucky Fish, and 17, Hypernicus. 5, 6, 7, 14, and 17. That's the information for Randwick, and the track rating has come up as a soft 6, but with fine weather, every chance that we could get a little upgrade. Let's move to Newcastle. We're on the course proper there. Good for Rail is True. Race 1, take out 4, Gravitate, number 4. Race 2, number 5, J. Sue, number 5. Race 3, number 3, Kajatan. Race 3, number 3. Race 4, number 4, Durant, number 4. Newcastle, race 5, number 8, American Moments, number 8. Race 6, number 3, Stonebrook, number 3. Race 7, clear. and race 8, number 2, Mr. McBass, and 16, Kate's Pearl, 2 and 16. That's the information for Newcastle on a good four-rated track there. To Wagga, we're racing on the inside, the Riverside track today. It's fine and a soft 5, and the rail is true. Race 1, take out number 2, number 2. Race 2, number 11. Race 3, take out the 4 emergencies, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Race 4, number 1, Ultima Chance, number 1. Race 5, again the 4 emergencies are out, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Wagga Race 6, the scratchings are 10, 12, 15 and 16. 10, 12, 15 and 16. And Race 7, take out 4, 7, 11 and 16. 4, 7, 11 and 16. That's the information for Wagga today. We move to Melbourne Racing. We're on the lakeside at Sandown. The track is a good 4. The rail is true. The Australian Steeple and Hurdle, when they go up to the top portion of the track, they've done irrigated there. It's a soft 5. But for the flat races, the track is a good 4. Race 1, take out 7, Found Out, 9, Leventi, and 11, Baseman. 7, 9, and 11. Race 2, number 4, Leodoro. 5, Subject to Change. 7, Septimore. 14, Rapid Asset. 16, Foreign Affair, and the emergency 17 and 19. 4, 5, 7, 14, 16, 17 and 19 out of the second. Race 3, number 6, Vatavai, and 8, Transcript, 6 and 8. Race 4, number 8, About the Journey, number 8. Sandown Race 5, number 1, Kilimanjaro, 2, Authored Tyrion, 7, Mr. Journeyman, and 10, Lataro. 1, 2, 7 and 10. Race 6, number 2, Kenjawood, 11, Crafty Cruiser, and 12, Gassot, 2, 11 and 12. Race 7, number 5, Mac Attack, number 5. Race 8, number 7, Terendar, number 7. And Race 9, number 5, Shamore Road, 7, Active Valor, 9, Roselli Sting, 13, Cosmic Lights, and 17, Don't Get Excited. 5, 7, 9, 13 and 17 out of Race 9 at Sandown. Now we move to Eagle Farm in Brisbane. Group 1 racing there with the Darley Kingsford Smith Cup. The track is a heavy 8. It's fine as we've learnt this morning. They are saying a very slim chance of a shower. Penetrometer 5.25 and the rail is true. Race 1 at Eagle Farm. Take out 1, Upstart Pride. 2, Flamboyer. 3, Cool Ring, 8, Londa Hero, and 13, Not On Your Life. 1, 2, 3, 8, and 13. Race 2, number 5, Trubia, and 10, Mystic Opal, 5 and 10. Race 3, The Sires, take out the 5 emergencies, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23, all out of Race 3. Race 4, number 3, Stampede is out, number 3. Race 5, 7, Sizzling Bullet, and 10, Valentino Rossa, 7 and 10. Race 6, Eagle Farm, 4, Ali Lou, 5, Nancy, and the emergencies 19 and 20. 4, 5, 19 and 20. Race 7, the Kingsford Smith Cup, number 13, Egyptian Symbol, number 13. And Race 8, the Sky Racing Fred Best Classic, 1, Good Standing, 3, Heroic Valor, 6, Hall of Fame, 11, Cell Sonic, 15, Miss Debutante, and 17, Siren Fury. 1, 3, 6, 11, 15, and 17 out of the last at Eagle Farm. And what a day of racing is going to be there. Morfordville Parks, we race on the inner track today in Adelaide. It's come up a soft 5, penetrometer is 5.53, and the weather is overcast. These just haven't gone interim. They're only a minute or two from going there, but these are the current scratchings. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 6, Egghart, and 10, Pop, 6 and 10. The 3rd, number 6, Good Therapy, and 8, Breaker of Chains, 6 and 8. The 4th, number 9, Spirit of Endeavour, number 9. Race 5 at Morfordville Parks, 1, Carla Vassi, 3 in Vangelist, 7 Benz and 8 Shamore Road, 1, 3, 7 and 8. Race 6, 10 Pop, 13 Captured and 14 Cashes Coming, 10, 13 and 14. Race 7, 8 Artie Fred, 9 It's No Joke and 14 Blonde Missile, 8, 9 and 14. And race 8, number 4, Don't Get Excited,